You're listening to the Mundy Maniacs podcast.
Welcome to episode number 64 of the Mundy Maniacs podcast. We're starting off with guns a-blazing here. We're recording around the world. There's already been shots fired. We've got a special guest. We've got the regular people, the regular suspects. I'm Kevin, coming to you from Penang, Malaysia, a Canadian trying to play Mundy here in a land that's always hot. We've got Sarah. Come in from Akashi, Japan. Well, she's from the States, but she's in Akashi, Japan. And then we've got PJ, who's raring to go. And he's...
Hello and salutations, everyone.
Yeah. And in his most Bob Ross-like voice, he's in Osaka, Japan. And we have a special guest this evening. We've got someone who's from Australia, but he's not in Australia. We've got Craig from the official Mundy podcast. Craig, welcome to the Mundy Maniacs.
Hey-o. Thank you, Kevin. Thank you. And I'll tell you now, it's rightly, you know, named the Mundy Maniacs. Trust me. Like, yeah.
Why would you say such a thing, Craig? What surely could you be pointing at or alluding to?
Well, all I'll say this, Kevin, is that from an outsider's point of view, listening to you guys for many, many months now, if not actually over a year now, to be honest with you, since I've been back into Mundy itself as well. And, you know, listening to the rightful Kevin and the lovely, sweet Sarah, and then there's the PJ, you know what I mean? So, like, you know, I woke up this morning, it's 8 a.m. here, I turned on my computer screen and I saw PJ's face there and I almost PJ'd my pants, just saying. So there you go.
You know, I had to listen to that twice on the podcast because I thought you said something else and that was even worse. I will only say, unlike you, Craig, I am happy to see you. I have nothing but love for you, Sarah, and the Mundy community writ large.
From a listener's point of view, PJ, you do bring a lot of energy to the show. You do bring a lot of humor to the show as well, and a variance. And you need a show, PJ. This is the thing. You take it as a negative when it's really not, because you need the two sides of the coin. You know, just because you're the dirty ass side that no one wants to see doesn't make any difference, mate. You need that two sides of the coin. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, here's the problem with the two sides of the coin theory is that even my quote unquote dearest friends in the Mundy world are sending messages of love and support. And here's the problem. I created this gimmick of a battle to encourage the friendliness of the community, but instead I am chastised high and low. People, we've got fans like Super Chuckles and members of our clan who are so nice. I met them in California and they're cheering Sarah. How can there be two sides of a coin if nobody's on my side? That's what I want to know.
Well, PJ, you're still out in front, mate. You know what I mean? Like, let's be honest, PJ. At this point in time, as we were recording right now, you know, just to let everyone know, you're at 14,088,357 points. Oh, how do I know that sort of thing? You know what I mean? So you're well out in front, mate. So,
and but so here's the thing. Let me just throw this out at you. You're right. I am a good 2 million way in front of Sarah. We only started this war because she used to be a casual player, and then something happened. I don't know. She drank something she shouldn't have, and she went nuts, and now she's driving hard to the net. But here's the thing, Craig. I know what you're doing. You're creating tension between me and my teammate when the reality is you are coming after her. You are less speaking of... Just checking the Cup of Z stats. I can do that. You are less than 200,000 from her, I believe.
And no, you're more than 200,000 now.
You're yeah.
She's been out. She's been out during the weekend, mate. Like, you know,
she's been hard this weekend.
Thursday, and also Friday, PJ. And today. And also, just to let everyone know who's listening, by the way, who hasn't listened before, welcome to the show. I'm taking over Kevin's job here.
Yeah.
Welcome to the show.
Well, yeah. Well,
and if you don't know from past shows, go back and have a look and have a listen to past shows as well, and you'll hear Sarah and PJ have this lovely love. It is a love-hate relationship in regards to your points, et cetera, as well. All I did, PJ, was I just sparked the interest in that in regards to showing everyone else around the world on different other social medias that, hey, let's make this a little bit of a battle. Let's make this little ding-dong thing between, you know, Sarah and the PJ.
Well, then you know? I want to know where you are on this, because I think you're doing this because the real battle is between Kobe and Simi, by the way, talk about Simi, but Simi Shell and Kobe are really the ones at war, and I'm not up in heaven, an angel looking down. You know, with love and nothing, just good thoughts.
Okay, PJ, all right. PJ. Okay, Switzerland is calling here. It's Kevin. I'm gonna step in, or Ireland, whatever country, lovely country that is trying to be neutral here.
Australia.
And it's Australia. Episode 64 of this podcast. And if you maybe had this is the first time you've listened, you probably already turned it off, and you're not listening to it. And that's okay. So it is episode 64 of the Munzee Maniacs podcast. And it's not often we have a guest. A few episodes ago, we had Super Chuckles on. Now we've got Craig, see my shell. And Craig, as we do with most guests, we normally don't have this kind of diatribe, you know, leading into
right out of the gun anyway.
Right out of the ground. But we're wondering if you can tell the listeners, if they don't know who you already are, if you could tell the listeners and us a little bit about yourself and how you got yourself all mixed up in the world of geolocation games.
Go. G'day, Kevin. G'day, Sarah. And g'day, PJ. There you go. Make you happy, mate. See, you're welcome. G'day, everyone. My name is Sam Michelle, also known as Craig in the normal world as well. I've been geocaching now for almost 10 years, 9 years now, 9.5 years. Mm-hmm. And I found Munzee, like a lot of people, I found Munzee, Kevin, when the GCV, the geocaching vlogger, found Munzee. He found Munzee and he put it out there. He put the videos in the world. And I'm one of his many 1,000 plus referrals, believe it or not. By the way,
oh, wow.
PJ, I'm catching him too, mate. I'm catching him too, just saying.
By the way, you're both on my friend list and I watch you.
But so I joined Munzee way back. So I joined Munzee way back about, five, 6, 7 years ago now.
Okay.
Back then, as we all know, if you were back there as well, it was more of just a QR code-based game, very location actual-based game. So I played it here and there, off and on, wasn't too bad, and then sort of, you know, put it on the wayside because I concentrated on the geocaching side of things. Now, come the start of last year, I found myself back in Australia. And I was in a old country town in Australia, not that much around. I'd cached the area out. Like, you know what geocaching is like, you can only find a cache once, unlike Munzee, just saying. And so I'd cached the area out. I didn't have any physical vehicle as such because I was only back in Australia for work purposes, etc. And I do need to get out and exercise on a daily basis. Luckily for me, this country town, Kevin, was supported by Munzee, by a mother and son, who had saturated this little town. Like, I'm talking saturated this little town. And so I think I made a video of it when I first started getting back into Munzee, where I did a walk around this little town. And unbeknownst to me, I'd cap one. Next minute, three scattered off. I'm like, how am I supposed to cap them all? You know what I mean? Like, that's our whole our choice. And so that's when the new love for me of Munzee has sort of come on, because it's like, it's more intriguing now. You know, you can cap the POIs on a daily basis. You can cap treehouses and skylands. There's bounces that bounce on different Munzees. So for me, the interest in Munzee has like evolved over the last sort of, you know, 18 months or so, nearly almost 2 years. So yeah, so that's how I got back into Munzee, mate. So there you go. Yeah.
Cool. All right. So, you know, I know that right now I'm listening to your accent. I know you're in America right now. You're based in America. Yes. You don't sound as American as maybe Sarah or PJ might. So I'm wondering, how did someone like you come from the land down under up to the States? How did you find yourself there?
Well, if other people haven't heard about this, this is a bit of a story and a half. So 5 years ago, I was in the US because they had their first Giga in Cincinnati.
Okay.
Geocaching Giga. And so I thought to myself, I thought, I am going to, you know, we have 6 weeks of holidays in Australia, not like they have in the US. And I thought to myself, I thought I'll have 30 days and I'll travel. My last time, one and only time in America. So I'll travel across the states in a van, living in the van and traveling across and going to the Giga. And I did six events as well, like actual hosted six events. PJ, you like this. They were Vegemite events, mate. So you had to eat Vegemite if you were going to attend these events. So I was doing that, and then the day after the Giga, I was in Indiana itself. I was at a random geocache location. I was actually on a video at the time and doing a video live video feed of this particular cache. No one was around. And this car pulls up and out pops this blonde bombshell. I was like, what is that? Tell me that's a geocacher because they don't look like that normally. You know what I'm saying? CPJ, it's not just you, mate. It's everyone else as well. She's like, are you a geocacher? I said, yes, I am. She's like, I love your accent. I'm like, oh, I love you. And then she found me on social media like 3 days after that. And we chatted back and forth here and there, not much. But then about 12 months after that, I was back in Australia at the time. She then contacted me again to say she's going to come to Australia and what's the itinerary like, et cetera, et cetera. Push comes to shove. We started talking more. And, yeah, now it turns out I'm married to her and living in New Jersey.
And she still puts up with you?
Yes and no. Yeah, she puts up with me less. PJ, she puts up with me less now that I'm actually a Munzee player, just saying, because she's not.
There's a divide.
You know.
Yeah.
Families have been torn asunder over that.
Tell me about it. It's okay. Geocacher, she's a geocacher, I'm a geocacher. That's okay. Yeah. As long as we're not looking for a micro any longer than 5 to 10 minutes, then she's okay with that. She's happy with that. She's got a 10-minute attention span. You know, once 10 minutes is finished, she's done. Okay, I'm done with this. Let's go. Let's move on to a virtual, she says. She likes virtuals. So I'm thinking, well, you would like Munzee, but no.
Cool. So, you know, you've already mentioned
the kind of like Kevin's
blogger.
Wife.
Oh, I'm sorry, what?
Oh, I was going to say, it's like Kevin's wife. She only has the attention span for Munzee for about 10 minutes and then she's done for the day.
I wouldn't even call it attention span. It's just a tolerance, you know.
Tolerance. Yeah. In her defense, though, Kevin is a bit much.
That's true. I might not seem like it on this podcast.
Oh, you do, number
compared
one.
Compared to you guys. But in person.
That hurt.
Well. Okay, so Craig, you know, I wanted to ask you about Treasures of Our Town. You've already mentioned
that's a great podcast.
Absolutely,
I like one half of the team.
Yes,
I'll tell Josh you said that.
Thank you.
So I was wondering,
speaking of van life,
oh my god! Well, I'm just gonna sit back here.
I'm sorry, Kevin. I gotta get this
Kevin.
In.
Poor Kevin.
But you just mentioned you lived in a van when you were in the States. Mm. Is that what motivated you to get, what's his name on? You just had an episode with the van guy.
Yes, yeah, that's right. Jeff Wagg.
I could never live that life, not at all. But I just love hearing other people's stories. Anyway, it was very interesting. The guy was quite a character.
Jeff's got his own podcast.
Jeff something,
as well.
Right?
Jeff Wagg. Kevin, I see what you mean, mate. I just said his name three times, Jeff Wagg. And the listeners can even hear me say it as well.
Well, the listeners might not even know what we're talking about because I was trying to set that up.
This is true. So,
sorry, Kevin. Please mute me now.
Tell us about Treasures of Our Town, what that is, and how that got started.
Thanks, Kevin. Poor Sarah. Like Sarah, this you just come on here, this show, don't you? Just for amusement. That's all it is. All right, I'll get back to the topic.
Just sit here and watch the sideshow. I'm just
see PJ, and that's why everyone loves Sarah. Just saying. Anyway, going on to my other. This is the geocaching vlogger. Everyone knows Josh, the geocaching vlogger. Him and I were, believe it or not, at a Munzee event down in Florida in January of this year. Just gone and. We're in a hot tub of all things, you know, in an Airbnb, you know, having a couple of beers, throwing them back. Who turns up? But none other than the president himself, Mr. Rob Vardaman. He turned up as well, jumps in the hot tub too. So there's a three grown men in the hot tub having Miller High Lifes. And Josh brings up the fact that he, oh yeah, it's a champagne of beers, mate. You don't understand.
How can Rob call himself a beer man?
Well, we're not sponsored at this point in time, but you know we're trying for sponsorship for Miller. That's and exactly Miller's a better sponsor than you know some other craft brewery somewhere. Anyway, we're in the hot tub, and Josh says, you know, we're talking about you guys, for instance, as well. We're talking about other podcasts, you know, geocaching podcasts and the like. And Josh has always said to me, he goes, I don't know if it was the beer talking bit. He said, Craig, I'd always love to do a podcast. I went, what did you say? He's like, I've always loved to do a podcast, but, you know, I'm not into, I can't do all the techie stuff. I can't do all the back end stuff and whatnot as well. And he knew as well that I actually hosted a geocaching down under podcast in Australia years ago. And which is, by the way, taken over by the great purple cache leader. Her name is Terry. She's doing a wonderful job down there still, and I'm still in the back end for her as well, doing her work as well. So anyway, that's what he said. And he said, like, you know, I'd love to do – but I'd love to want to do a travel podcast, and our travel is based around our love of geolocation games like Munzee or geocaching. And so that's where he wanted to differentiate from a direct Munzee or a direct geocaching podcast. And so I took that on board at the time. I mean, as I said, we had a couple of beers at the time as well. And then, you know, the week after he got back home, there was a microphone, a really good quality microphone waiting for him in the post. He's like, Craig, what's this? I go, we're starting a podcast, mate. He goes, did I sign up for this? I go, you kind of did in the spa, yeah. So that's how we've done it. So Treasures of Our Town, it's called. It's a travel podcast that's based upon our love of geocaching and Munzee and location-based games.
I have to say I love it because as an American who hasn't traveled in the U.S. since I had hair, you know, it's nice. They went to Georgia. They did the thing with the New Mexico and Roswell. It takes me back. Some of these places I've been, but I haven't been since I was little. So I do enjoy it, although I do think, we're speaking with the lesser half. But nonetheless, it is a very entertaining. I'm curious though, how much of your audience is there for the travelogue, or how much of there is directly due to either Munzee or geocaching? Do you know? Or
yeah. So basically, at this point in time, we've got probably about 90-95% of our audience members are geocachers/Munzee players as well. 100% are. They started because obviously Josh promoted it and myself, but Josh promoted it on his geocaching accounts as well. So obviously we're going to have the geocachers that are going to log in first. And they relate more to the travel sort of side of things to a certain degree. Because we do bring up different caches that we've done, different locations and virtuals and whatnot as well. But recently, and as you just said before, PJ, as well, because we had Jeff Wagg on, and he's from another podcast, his own podcast, a Built to Go podcast, about his traveling, just purely traveling. He is geo-friendly, so he has geocached before and he has played some Munzee before, but I don't think that's that much. But he is geo-friendly. And so we had him on, and so he's then promoted on his channels, and therefore then I think we've gotten more, you know, 10 to maybe even up to 15% now people are non-geocachers, and then they go, what is this? What's what they're talking about all the time? What's this geocache they're talking about? So really we are trying to bring in other people into our games as well at the same time. But as always, we love travel, like all of us. You know, all of us, the geocachers themselves love to travel. So, yeah, that's what it's all about, mate.
How did the official Munzee podcast start? Oh, that was it, your next, Kevin? You were going to ask that. But I just said, trying to have Rob, when we first heard of this, I thought, yeah, Rob's going to sit down in the same place maybe for 2 weeks in a row. But you've got him there every week, and, you know, he's got so much to do. So how did it come up? How did the idea, because it used to be a blog, right? A YouTube blog back a while back. How did you get it going again?
So the great question there, PJ. See, and credit where credit's due, mate. So even though Kevin was going to ask it. Anyway.
reading Kevin's notes, I stole his thunder.
Poor Sarah, she can ask the next one. Again, PJ, this was in the hot tub, the same hot tub that the Treasures of Our Town was done. I know, right? It was a swarm of hot tub
bubbles. Steamy hot tub where all the magic happened.
Oh yeah, it happened. Don't worry about that.
Unbeknownst to beers flowing.
Yeah, exactly right. But poor Flat Lou, she was out of the picture at this point in time. But anyway. But we spoke about obviously the Treasures of Our Town, the podcast. We didn't have a name for it, but we just had the podcast in mind, like the word podcast came out. And at that point in time, that's when Rob actually said to me, you know, Craig, you're doing more and more things here in the US, that sort of thing. I'd like to sort of try and work you in some way within the Munzee world to some degree, because you've got a newfound love for Munzee. And he said it shows. And, you know, I do. I'm excited for Munzee. I really enjoy it. And so push comes to shove, a few months down the track go by, and I've been thinking about different things. I did some research as well. And I reached back out to Rob and I said, Rob, I think we need to have a talk. And this is a couple of months ago now. I think we need to have a talk, mate. He goes, what about? I said, you know what it's about. He goes, okay, I'll line it up. So him and I had a chat together. And I said to him, this is what I see happening with the Munzee podcast. I said, number one, it's got to be an official podcast. It can't come from me. Number two, I can't be associated as a Munzee representative. I'm there for the player. I'm not there for Munzee. And I knew someone like you, for instance, PJ, as well, you appreciate that more, because it's coming from the player's side of things. It's not all about the brown nosing, you know what I mean, that sort of thing. You can ask him some hard questions sometimes, yeah, that the water cooler sort of, you know, asks a lot, you know, so that sort of stuff. And so I said to him, let's start this up. And he said, well, you know, how can I do it? I said, no. It's not going to be like your past one. We're not going to sit in a room and just, you know, talk it up. You know, I said, it can't be that way. It's literally got to be 30 minutes long, because I did some research in regards to the time frame. 30 minutes long, weekly as well. And literally, we read the blog to a certain degree. We read the blog to players. Some players like yourselves, you know, you travel to and from work on public transport, etc. You want to listen to the show. You don't want to sit there and read it for yourself. And so he said, that sounds like a great idea. And that's how it was sparked and born. Now, when it comes to me holding him down, it's actually not that difficult for me, because I've linked him in, and we've got a weekly time frame where I go, and he comes on online as well. It's all online, good microphones and online service, and it just happens. And then he records it. Believe it or not, there's not that much editing done at all. Hardly any at all editing. It's literally the top and tail, and all the rest is just him and I chatting about things. I try and keep it, as I said before, to 30 minutes long if possible. And I you can probably hear me sometimes. I go, all right, moving on. You know what I mean? Like, I really, Rob's like, you know, he's a lovely guy, but sometimes he can go on sometimes to a certain degree. So I pull him, rein him back in. I do the edit, and then I give him all the edit details. He then puts it on all the social medias and obviously YouTube and all the podcasting apps as well. So that's how the official Munzee podcast has actually cranked up again. And I personally think it's a better version compared to what they did before. I say it is season two. It's not brand new. It is season two, because they tried to do it a few years back. It is season two, and we're coming up to season three in the start of the new year. So there you go.
Nice.
Well, I gotta say, because I'm someone who reads the blog, and it goes right out. And we need Sarah is our technical specialist. She's the Q of our James Bondian world. She tells us what to do, when to do, and how things work. But having you guys chat about it is so helpful to me. Things like the link that they just brought, the one that came out this week with being able to take the permalink in the app. Because like you, I've always used it on computer. I enjoy it. And I like it. 30 minutes for me is perfect, because it's a commute time. Mm-hmm. So so far, other than the harassment, which I feel, I quite enjoy that podcast.
Well, yeah, I mean, like for me, like, I think one of the things I like about it, I mean, there's no way we could ever, like, you know, push ourselves amongst the Munzee Maniacs podcast. It's like that. This is where you come for the news and to find out what's going on, because we're so our schedules don't line up often, and it's just, you know, a couple of times a month. But what I like is, you know, you see a lot of people, like when something happens or something comes out, and you see a lot of people whining on the water cooler, but I didn't know about this, and no one told me this, and I didn't know this was going to happen. You know, all the time that information was always in the blog, but people don't look at the blog or read carefully, and they whine and complain. But now there's this other you know, for the non-readers, there's a new form of getting good information. And that's like me. I'm a podcast. I'm just like a voracious podcast listener, whether I'm out for a walk or I'm at the gym or I'm playing, I'm always listening to something. So I now am more up on things than I ever have been because I get to listen to that instead of saying, what's going on here, Sarah? What?
How does this work? Well, open up the blog, you read it.
Well, I know about reading. A teacher like me once taught me how to read, but I don't do it now.
Yeah. Well, teachers reading don't actually read.
Yeah, that's right.
This is true. Here's a tip for everyone out there. All your listeners and you three as well. Here's a very important tip for you if you haven't already realized. And that is when you listen to the podcast, when you listen to the actual official Munzee podcast, listen to when Rob talks.
Yeah.
When Rob starts to slow down, really listen in because he's giving away little pinpoint and ideas that he can't actually say, but you can kind of read in between the lines sometimes. Yeah. I mean, the most recent one was the Halloween stuff. They never advertised on any blog or on any post or anything else like that. Mm. Rob turned around and he and the Munzee group, they turned around and if you posted a mech Munzee that's Halloween related mech Munzee, every time it got capped, you got bowling balls as prizes. Now they never announced any of that at all. Not once, because they did it to sort of they want to do back-end stuff, just like they do when they bring out the back-end badges, you know, the badges that they don't advertise, and all of a sudden you go, what did I get that badge for, you know what I mean? Yeah, there are places where you can see that, but they don't advertise these things. And so things like that is what he releases sometimes. It's just a little tidbit. So there you go. Listen in carefully, especially when I stop talking and Rob slows down.
So the tip was, or there was the viewer question about the
I like that,
Christmas mix.
Yes.
So
yes,
I've already deployed mine.
Which Christmas mech did you deploy, Sarah?
I deployed all of them.
Sarah plays hard, despite her happy demeanor and appearance of kindness and joviality. As you pointed out earlier, you know, if you can see it on Kappa Z, she comes out and she plays hard.
Here you go. I'm going to do Kevin's job again. For those new listeners who are listening to the show itself and don't understand what the word mech is and how to get one and what is it even talking about, you go on the webpage itself and you go under redeems in the redeem store. Once you go in the redeem store, you can then choose in different redeems. You've got to have different cogs. The amount of cogs will then let you choose which ones you can redeem. However, to make it even – see, Munzee, I love – this is why I love Munzee so much. However, to get those different things, you would have had to have done different tasks from months before. So if you don't have any, you're a new player, don't worry about it. You'll get some. Trust me, you'll get some. Or play the old secret Z-Op sometimes. So, that's how you get them. So there you go, Kevin. There you go. I'm doing your job for you.
Yeah, there you go.
Actually, Kevin.
That's all right. Okay.
When you were strategizing about the rums today, when I was listening today too, PG and I were having that conversation yesterday before it was released. How am I going to get, when I deploy my rum, I want to deploy it to our California friends. And I was asking PG if he's going to go over so we can get 4 hits instead of 3 hits off of the same rum. So
yeah.
It's kind of interesting. It was nice timing.
When she says was. We were discussing, she brought it up and told me what was going on and what I but nonetheless.
Well, I brought you into my thought process.
Which I always appreciate. But I don't think our audience would understand because you are so jovial and friendly and she's hardcore. She understands the game. She figures out everything and she tells, because we're in the same clan, and she'll say, okay, this is what we need to do this time. We're meeting next Saturday and we're going to do this and we're going to do that. And, you know, and I just wish, because I know clearly that C. Michelle is looking, I would like other people to use Cup of Z and see how hard this woman plays. Because I don't think, you know, if you just listen to her here, you may not be aware, especially in Asia. We're in a small, 30, we just had two 30,000 point days, the both of us, the last couple of days. Mm. And I only had it. So I check it like three or four times a day, and oh, she's gone out again. So then I'll go out and and but 30,000 is hard to get in East Asia.
Mm-hmm. So PJ, what you're saying, what you're telling me, the whole duck's guts of this story that you're saying is that Sarah's the brain and you're the brawn. Is that what you're saying?
Well, I'd love to call myself brawn. I don't know that I would qualify, but she's definitely the brain for sure. I'm the comic.
No, nice work.
Okay, I'll tell you the shock for PJ is because I've been sick for the last couple of weeks. And so I've been driving to school because taking the train when you're sick. And if you have the choice to drive in Japan, it's much nicer to drive. So I haven't been playing very hard for the last couple of weeks because I've been sick.
I loved it.
And so then I took the train on Friday and I played hard just to remind him that I can play super hard.
Oh, so, you want to teach me something? Yeah, that's why you did it.
I just need to remind him that even though, you know, after we had our first battle, you know, about a month ago, and we both got completely burnt out after it. We were just like, no, I don't want to do this anymore.
They called they had to call a truce.
We called a truce, and then I got sick, but he kept going. And
yeah, he did. I was watching that. He was taking full advantage of you being sick.
Yeah, in my defense, I thought she was in my thoughts as I was capping.
Yeah, your thoughts is, take this, Sarah. Take this.
Well, here's the thing. When you're on top, and it's king of a very small hill, let's be honest. You know, there are people in North America and Northern Europe that get what we get in a year. They get it in a weekend. So, I know we're small fries, but the problem of being at top and having you two come at me is that you understand that a day that I win is just a day that I kept the same. You know, there's no victory, right? You know, right. So I can have a, like today, she beat me by 8,000 points on Friday. I couldn't catch up because I was working in Kyoto and I couldn't get to it. So she was 8,000 points ahead of the MHQ day. So today I went out. Even though it's cold in winter, I went to Osaka Castle and I sweeped up again. And I ended up 400 points ahead of you by the end of the day. Yeah. Hoo-wah. Mm-hmm. But my point being is I'm already ahead. So there's no, I don't have the, you know what I mean? She wins, the world cheers. When I win, at this point, you were there anyway. So who cares?
So just as an outsider's point of view, because I listen to you guys every time you publish a podcast, I listen to you guys. And unfortunately, it is only for your ears. And you can only hear what is said. But being on your podcast now and seeing all you guys and the way you interact, just to let everyone know, there is Kevin. Kevin's sitting back, his eyebrows are a little loose up and down every now and then as he's just intently listening in and just being part of it, whatever else as well. There is Sarah, who literally Sarah's head goes off screen and on screen, off screen as she's laughing the whole time. And then there's PJ. PJ, the most animated person I have seen in a long, long time. Both hands are flying up. Both hands are flying down. The head's coming into the screen. The head's coming out of the screen. Then all of a sudden, the crack of not a beer, but no, Jack Daniels. So there you go. There's a reason for it, people. You heard it here first. I give you the visual in your ears. So there you go. What do you think, Kevin? Is that a good analogy?
It's intense. And, you know, I think those who just are listening and don't have the opportunity to watch as you are I often just sit here laughing to myself as they kind of go at each other because I have found myself in essentially for the last number of years, I am forced to be nothing more than a quasi casual player because just where I am. So I play a bit every day here and there, but nothing too serious, not like these guys. But you know what? That leads me to something that PJ had a great idea. Doesn't happen often, but he did. And I'm going to celebrate that. So PJ had an idea for the podcast that each week, each episode, I'd say each week, we don't make an episode each week, but each episode we could share a little tale, a little story about a Munzee that we've capped or deployed that had some kind of special thing to it, a special whatchamacallit vibe happening, you know. So I'm going to start this off with this week. I'm going to talk about a special cap that I had. So there's not a lot around me. Everything here I've deployed here in Penang, Malaysia. But I've got a kind of an L-shaped road I live on that connects with the main road. And I've put tree houses along that road. And I've got one tree house that unfortunately, in the mornings, there is a family of bloody macaque monkeys. Macaque monkeys are aggressive. They're the assholes of the monkey world. And, we all hate them. You know, they're mean, they're nasty, they'll attack you to get your food. So we've got a few different types of monkeys here on the island. We've got these beautiful, cute, adorable ones called dusky leaf monkeys. But unfortunately, it's the macaques. And they all hang around this lamppost often where I put this bloody treehouse. And sometimes I can't get to it because of the macaques are there. I do carry a stick with me when I'm walking, which helps keep them away. But recently, I was walking to work in the morning, and I said I need to cap this treehouse. I think there was five or six in it naturally happening, no magnet involved. And there were some macaques sitting around, some young ones, and I kind of just made some noise and whacked the ground as I walked along, and they kind of scurried across the side of the road. So I was able to cap this treehouse that was fully loaded. And I tend to, before I cap something like a treehouse or a skyland, I like to have a quick peek to see if I know the names of any of the people who, own the bouncers. And I was able to shoo the monkeys away. It was a full treehouse on my way to work on a nice morning. And I was able to get a bouncer from Dale and Barb. And the same one later on that day, the Munzee day changed over, and I got one from the Buckeyed Casher. So it was like two people I knew in a very short span. So that was pretty cool for me. I was like, I know these people. So for me, not having a chance to have ever gone to an event, really. I mean, I've gone to an event with these guys, but I mean, like in the States, I haven't met too many Munzee players. So that was that's my little story. So who else would like to share their little Munzee cap or deploy tale?
Kevin, that's very intuitive of you, and that is what I've found playing this Munzee as well. Is the bouncers? There has to be. I haven't confirmed this. This is from a player, not from the Munzee world. I haven't confirmed this with Rob, but there has to be an algorithm of sorts that will put the bouncers of the players on your clan in your area. Because I'll tell you what, at least once a week. Because I'm in a clan. All the rest of mine are in Australia. Mm-hmm. There's seven in my clan, and at least once every 2 weeks or so, we've got a screenshot of one of us capping the other one's bounces of some sort, you know, on their treehouse, on their skylands, whatever as well. So I'm thinking there has to be some sort of Munzee algorithm out there that go, hang on, these people know each other. Let's keep them more interested in Munzee by chucking each other's bounces to them. You know, like that's what I think. That's my personal opinion. Cool, yeah. You know,
I wonder I do tend to see the same people again and again. It is a small, but it's not that small. So I think.
And sometimes you're wondering, like, how many bouncers does Jack Sparrow have? You know, or something. there's certain people like I just see all the time, and I'm just. Yeah. You know, is it an algorithm or do they just have 300 bouncers?
Have a million bouncers. Oh, I mean, you have a look at the leaderboard.
Probably Jack Sparrow has 300 bouncers.
I think so. Yeah. At least.
Yeah.
At least.
Well, I mean, we read out the leaderboard every for the weekend mostly on the podcast, Rob and I. And you'll hear the similar names come up all the time. And one similar name that comes up quite often is Whelan. And I've met Whelan a couple of times as well. He lives in Minnesota and at the moment he'd be in an event tomorrow, I dare say, and it'd be snow up there as well, and he wears like a sleeveless shirt. Like, it's just insane. But anyway, that's the way he is. But he's always up bouncers. There.
Yeah, so they're around the world.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm thinking if you want points in this game, you do need to have the bouncers out there. And so I think the big players have a lot of deploys and a lot of bouncers going around because that's where the points are. So,
I agree. It's the cap-ons. It's not your actual caps. It's the ones that you're getting when you're you're sleeping. Yeah. So that really does change the score at the end of the day. So I agree with that. Mm.
So I have a Munzee story. And first of all, I have to say, and I don't want to be nice to Craig because he is on team whatever that is. that said, however, I got the idea while listening to the travel podcast because I thought, well, we need to do some, you know, we're all in Asia and that's an exotic locale to many. So I thought, well, we should do something that, you know, it talks more about travel. And I was looking for a story to tell, and it just happened this last week. I work in Kyoto on Fridays. I live in Osaka, and I normally commute back with a friend of mine. We work together, and we drink on. We have a train. There's a drinking train, and we take that back, and it's extra, but you know it's worth it. Anyway, he was busy that day with a conference, so I thought I would munzee a bit. I had some students play in the past couple of years, and I haven't gotten to all of their physicals. So I thought I'd do that, and it was about a 25-minute, 30-minute walk in the eastern part of Kyoto, and it's sunset, and it's beautiful. It's a beautiful city. Anyway, I'm coming to this one, and I can't find it. And because it was a student, they're kind of, I introduced them to the game, and then I asked them to write up a little blurb. I couldn't find it. She didn't give great description. And because, again, she doesn't have a lot of experience, they only had to deploy 5 during the class the previous year. You can't feel any comfort in the location, because is she really paying attention to it? So I'm looking, and I'm looking, you know, and people are shopping. It's about 5:30 p.m. So people are going home from work or going out to eat or whatever. And there's, you know, a lot of foot traffic. And we're in this, Kyoto's got these big streets. They're big, broad thoroughfares that are multiple lanes. And I'm in one corner, and I'm going up and down looking on the back of this map, plaque. And because she said back map. So I thought it must be there, and I couldn't find it, and I couldn't find it. And I was very frustrated. So I took out my pack of Munzee, and I thought, well, I'll do a replace, and then I'll cap it. So it's only a regular Munzee point. You know, it's just a greenie, but I don't know. I don't think she actively plays, but just in case she does, I want her to see that it's been capped. So I take out the piece, and I'm looking where to put it, and there's this little boy. I couldn't have been more than 5, maybe 6 years old. And he looks at me, and he can see I'm holding one of the greenies, the standard greenies that you get from MHQ. And he looks at it, and then he points. And there's a map behind me, and there's a little Munzee at the base. And I was looking on the wrong map. It was literally just behind me, not more than a meter. Or 3.5 feet for Americans. But the point is, it was right there, and I couldn't find it because I was looking at the big map, and I looked behind it, and I looked up and down the base, and it wasn't there. So I was going to replace it. And this 5-year-old boy knows nothing of the game, and we didn't say anything to me. He just saw that I had a sticker that she had, and he just points to it. There it was. I go, oh. So I said thank you, and he nodded and bowed in a way, and then scurried away.
And so there's two takeaways from that story. Thank you very much, PJ, by the way. I do appreciate it.
I'm looking forward to these takeaways, by the way.
Number one is a 5-year-old has got more of a brain when it comes to Munzee than what PJ does. And number two, PJ's prides himself on his points values and everything else, but technically he actually uses his students to gain more points by getting them to deploy for him. That's number two takeaways. There you go.
In all confession, I look very closely at the leaderboards for referrals, and I'm in the top 50.
That doesn't surprise me. But how many of your 50, how many of your top, when you're in the top 50, how many are still playing today? That's the thing.
Kevin,
or how many just played? How many just played to deploy the 5 greenies that they were supposed to do for that task for your school, for their assignment?
There's no question I
blackmailed into doing.
And I'm not doing it again because, unfortunately, as we all know, you mentioned your wife earlier, and the issue is, you know, it's funny, geolocation games, either they catch you or they don't. And if they don't, it's hard to convince anyone. And I found that after 3 years of doing this, it was more work for me than it was worth it. So I'm not doing it this year, but I you're absolutely right. You called that one. I was using bolt up the leaderboard.
So how about you, Sarah? Have you had an interesting cap or deploy recently you'd like to share with us?
No, so last month I recorded a video for the monthly video contest that just got rebooted. And so then I decided, oh, well, this month is really easy. It's just to, you know, find a greenie with some Christmas lights. And so, and you know, at least in my neighborhood, I think it's such an old neighborhood that there aren't that many Christmas lights. But up the road, there is a little tiny Munzee that you deployed a long time ago, and I always get a kick out of it. Yes, Kevin, it's like okay. It's one of the very first ones, and it's still there in perfect condition. And it's always funny. It says brand new little temple, but this little temple has been there for like 500 years.
And it's a shrine. If it's the one I'm thinking of, Kevin still has trouble telling the difference between a shrine and a temple.
But it's so funny because they always have Christmas lights at this temple.
At this Buddhist temple.
And it's a Buddhist temple, but they've got Christmas lights. And so I went and capped it and I took a video. So I'll be submitting my entry into this month's contest again. So. Cool. Yeah. So, but every time I see that, I laugh. But then I also just remember
you're laughing at me.
You know,
yes,
how much
yes.
fun we had. We always have Munzing together when you're back in Japan. So that's
laughing with love. Laughing with love.
Laughing with love. I chuckle.
So, Craig, how about you? Have you had yourself an interesting cap or deploy recently?
I have, but I'll just quickly refer back to Sarah, and that is the Munzee Monthly Moments. That's the three M words, the Munzee Monthly Moments.
That's it, okay.
That's the one. Again, for those of you out there who are listening to this and think, what the hell is he talking about, Munzee Monthly Moments, get on the Munzee official Munzee YouTube channel, and you'll see my ugly mug on there, and you'll see me describing what you have to do in regards to getting this Munzee Monthly Moments. Now, Sarah, I'm not sure if you're aware or not. Did you see? Because it's not advertised. But did you see? Because you put in one for the gym last month, right?
Yeah.
Did you see your new badge? You got a new badge. Every entry gets a badge.
Oh,
really?
Yes. It's not again one of those things where it's not advertised because we don't want people just to chuck in just random videos just to get the badge. But we reward people out there who do the videos, and they get this little clapper badge. You know, it's a little clapper. If you're a winner, you get special prizes. Now there was two winners last month, but there was also three runners up as well. Runners up get extra prizes too. So there you go. So it's well worth putting in, doing some research. It's less than a minute long on YouTube if you want to do a video, to be honest with you. It's not that hard.
Yeah.
I did have a lot of people message me last month and reach out because last month we changed it up a little bit, Kevin. Last month what we did was we asked people to cap a POI and show the capping of a POI. And a lot of people were like, I don't know how to screen record. What's a screen record thing you can do on your phone? You thingamajig. So I then got a lot of personal messages through and walked people through how they can screen record and then how they can upload. There was up to four people out there who didn't have a gym POI anywhere near them at all, like within an hour of them. I managed to put a gym out there for those four people as well, you know, thanks to Rob as well. So I managed to get a gym out there for all those four people. Those four people did, and like Sarah was one as well, did the gym. And yeah, you were one of them. And so you post your gym, post the video out there as well. By the way, Sarah, I love your dogs. You know, they're very, very cute, just saying, because I'm a dog person. But yeah, so Munzee Monthly Moments, look it up and get into it because it's great. Now, getting on to my personal favorite. My personal favorite has been... Yeah, you're just jealous, PJ, because you're not really. Anyway.
people could see my reaction. I'm hurt.
I know. And just to let everyone know as well, if you can't see PJ, lucky for you. But you hear tweets all the time, actual like the tweeting of birds. They're not real birds. They're just PJ's hands, just saying. Anyway, I digress. Yeah, my favorite has been recently. I've been inundated in my local area as well with different virtuals themselves, mostly from Sarah. So Sarah and I have been going back and forth with our virtuals, and all for the sake of trying to catch up on PJ, which is really cool because, and this is where PJ, when you said I'm about to get Sarah, no, because I deploy for her, she deploys for me, and we're both getting cap-ons and caps. So we're going up the leaderboard together. That's why it's two versus
going
one.
Going together,
so
right?
Just saying, together.
Okay, that's a lovely story. But can I suggest that maybe Sarah's three hard days, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, are not to catch me, still 2.5 million points ahead, but maybe she was putting distance between her and C. Michelle. I'm just saying. And by the way,
they say not.
Craig, you're in North America where there are a million points on a weekend if you try. So
that's correct. However, PJ.
You're going to climb both of us.
However. Well, that's probably for another episode. But however, PJ, and this is not the case. Where I am, actually, I'm in New Jersey. I'm in central New Jersey. PJ, I am the only person here within over 2 hour drive around me that plays. So where I live right here in the middle of, like, Jersey Shore, everyone knows Jersey Shore, you know, the whole lot, like that TV show. Yeah, it's real. But where I live, I had to develop my own. I've got my own garden here now as well. I developed my own little nest, I like to call it, with my own Skylands. So I actually played this game the hard way, just like you guys, PJ. Just because I managed to get down to Florida, for instance, you know, or go to Minnesota, for instance, which Florida, and if people haven't been there, Florida and Minnesota, Minneapolis, Minnesota, is just like a plethora. You could sit there and just literally spend so much money and bomb, 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 bomb for over an hour or 2, 3, 4 hours long, and you still wouldn't cap them all. So, or the virtuals I'm talking about. So, yeah, just because I've been to Minnesota and Florida, they're my two biggest days. So, yeah, Minnesota and Florida. But Florida was my biggest day, and California as well. What, California, the Mecca over there in California?
How about three? Wow, the numbers are going up.
And I've had two 1 million days.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, that's two it. 1 that's million awesome. Days. So I'm a part of the Millionaires Club, PJ. Are you? I don't think so. I don't think you're.
No.
You don't have that badge.
Here we go. You know, you can, there's little milestones that everyone can take joy in. But the reality is, I'm still 2.5 million points ahead of you. And I know, we both know, that won't be forever, but while it is, I'm going to make you feel it. So there you go.
I'll say this as well. And moving on from the PJ, C. Michelle, Sarah sort of, you know, debacle, we'll say. Let's move on, Kevin. What other questions do you have?
Because you know people what?
Hear I have a question.
Oh, yeah.
Sarah, what do you have?
So today, when I was listening to the official podcast today, you were talking about that you built your virtual, you know, bubble just because you you don't have anybody and you don't feel like anybody's going to come and cap it. But I know you're in a clan, so you know, I'm not sure what level you guys hit for, but that's, you still need two crates probably if you're hitting level 4. How do you?
Well, yeah.
What do you do? How do you get your caps?
Yeah, that's a great question. And this is, again, good points out there for other people as well. And that is, there's 7 in my clan, and the other 6 members are all in Australia. And I think 4 out of those 6 are by referrals. So and everyone will love this because Rob loved it as well. And that is our clan motto is that geocaching brought us together, but Munzee lets us play as a team. You see, because you can't, you know what it's like, unless you're actually going physically out with your geocaching friends, you can't really play geocaching together. Whereas Munzee and Clan Wars lets you, we talk on a daily basis, you know, the 7 of us chat on a daily basis. We derive different things like, oh, how many of these do you need? Do you need more, you know, what do you call it, the crossbows or this or that? And so we then deploy for each other quite often in order to get those points up there. But one of my team members, Purple Cashier, actually, the one I said before, who runs the Geocaching Down Under podcast, she has come out of the gate swinging in the last couple of months because she has placed, she's the one that did her nest and placed her tree houses exactly, she used Kappa Z and placed her tree houses exactly outside her each ring. So she placed them accordingly. Mm-hmm. Now, a daily basis, she goes for a daily walk every day because she works from home. So every day she will go for a walk during her lunch break and cap every tree house, cap every skyland around. Man, she is averaging, I'm talking, you know, 15, 20,000 points every single day just by doing her daily walk. Wow. You know, so that's how that's how we come about getting our points up. You know, we are a level five team, but there's no pressure because sometimes, you know, people get sick. There's things happen in life, especially in December. And so we're predominantly a level five clan, but, you know, we will settle for level four if need be. You know what I mean? So I think the hardest part of the clan wars for a lot of them over there is the, what do you call it? I call them the sleep Z things and the Q-Z.
The sleepies and the cruises.
The sleepies. Yeah, the cruises. Cruises. Yeah. I can never think of that.
Cruises.
I know. It took me forever to get it too. They got to work on their naming. But go ahead.
Yeah, I know. But I think that part of the clan war component is probably one of the hardest for us to keep, even though it's only 10 per person, but some of them are in the same location, so they've got to sort of share it around. And then, God forbid, one person was a brand new player in the area and come through and just collected them all. You know what I mean? And unbeknownst to the new player, they're just greenies. But don't realize what they are to them. So, you know, it's one of those things where you're damned if you do, damned if you don't. So, you know, some of them were holding back until the next month so they can collect them for the next month, for instance. So, again, this is one thing about I love about Munzee is that it's not just to cap everything and, I'm just going to cap it. It's kind of a thinking person's game. You know, you really have to think about this game. Okay, what do I need for next month? What do I need for tomorrow, for instance? You know, what do I need here? Where's the best place? Place a virtual that's going to get cap-ons, you know, that sort of thing. So, yeah, it's a very much a thinking person's game. So that's what I like about it.
It is, but I got to give a counterpoint. I hate the strategy of it. My life is full of strategy. I like to, for me, the fun is to go out and not think and just cap whatever I can or deploy whatever I can. I rely on Sarah to tell me. She's our strategy master for our clan. And it's we're really lucky because we've got a group of people that are very flexible. We'll hit five one time, and if somebody's too busy, then we'll hit a three or a four, and everybody's okay with that. We call it a casual clan because although we typically hit four or five, but you know it's very. There's not a lot of pressure, which I appreciate. But I got to say, Sarah, I don't like giving her any credit because she is evil, but she's really good at seeing when they put out the new requirements for the clan wars, and she'll kind of spell it down for me. PJ, you got to kind of do this. And I mean, I don't feel pressure, but just knowing, because I look at that list and I go, eh? For me, I don't want to strategize. I want to grow the map. I am a grower.
Again, that's another show, PJ. Jeez. there go the birds again. I can see those birds again. They're tweeting.
I'm grateful for Sarah in her ability to – she kind of does see what we need to do. And it's great when you have one or two people in the clan that'll kind of – you know, make everyone else aware of things. Like you were talking on this most late in the official podcast about the idea of if you deploy, okay, you got flats you got to do, you deploy in your clan mates area and you're basically doubling because you get the points for putting them out, they get the points for the capping. It's a team effort. I do like that part of the game, but I do rely on others to do that work for me.
And I notice as well, probably, and dare say, the way Patrick is that you know, he won't actually deploy for Sarah because he doesn't want Sarah catching him that quick. Oh,
I have deployed so many in her area and her train lines because, as you pointed out, when you deploy for others, you both benefit, and I'm aware of that.
I will say, Kevin, I think this is going to be one of your well-listened episodes, to be honest with you, and not just because I'm on it, because PJ's actually talking about Munzee. like, you know, in a positive light to a certain degree, you know. So this is going to be one of the most listened to episodes because PJ is actually talking about Munzee. Not the fact that he's got a headache and he hit his head on the counter or something as he walked through the airport and, oh, I had a headache for the rest of the day then, oh my God, and then flipping the bird. No, he's actually talking about real life Munzee, what we're all listening to. So good work, PJ, good work.
Well, you know, believe it or not, Craig, believe it or not, people do love the banter. You know, they do love the concussion stories, and all that stuff. But it's true, you know, sometimes the Munzee Maniacs podcast can be a bit light on Munzee, and but that's okay.
More on the maniac.
That's okay. More on the maniac.
Yeah,
Munzee
yeah.
Maniac.
And the concussion, God. I can kind of see now. I can kind of see now. I'm seeing in physical, real life. The concussions is fair enough. That's understandable.
I'm a dedicated teacher. Whether it's a pratfall to grab the interest of my students, or whether it's a story to entertain them. You know, you guys are always saying on the official podcast, community of people. Well, I'll sacrifice my pain to bring people together. Call me the Mother Teresa of Osaka, but there you go.
PJ, you're the Mother Teresa of Munzee, really. I mean, when I think of you and that's it, benevolent soul. Yep.
I do have a habit.
So you know what, guys? I am. It is late for the people in Japan. I know Sarah's well past her bedtime. She's someone who likes to wake up really early and go to bed early.
And she Munzees at like at 5 a.m.
It's okay, Kevin. Kevin, it's okay. PJ never, ever, ever gets his beauty sleep by the looks of it. So we're right to go.
But he never gets beauty sleep, period.
So,
commenting on iTunes about his podcast.
Oh, my God. So, on that note, Craig would love a big thank you for coming on the podcast. Where can people find you on social media? Not just the official Munzee podcast, but shout out other places where you are.
All of the social media. So, whether it be YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok as well. Just look for See My Shell on any of those sort of areas and you'll find my ugly mug and you'll find me chatting about the different things, including, Kevin, YouTube now with some very beginner tutorials on Munzee. So they're on new ones on YouTube, just recently posted. So
I saw a few of those, like right from the very beginning, like
very beginning.
From like what is Munzee? Basic. What is a virtual? Yeah. All that stuff. That's great.
Yeah.
Craig, have you thought about porting that at all to TikTok? Because you are on TikTok. And I do think that's the future if we want younger members and more players. It's hard because of the time limitations and the nature of the media, but have you thought about doing porting those over the intro
to a certain degree because you can't go such in depth on TikTok because obviously people and I'm a TikTok user as well and I'll be honest with you you literally flick through TikTok, your attention span is very minimal, so you got to capture that person's attention in the first 1 or 2 seconds. So to try and do that, it has to be very 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 quick and very easy and very done. So yeah, there's a possibility that maybe come up. I mean, I think I posted one yesterday, for instance, where it's just me out in the wild, for instance, you know, and I moved from a geocache, like there's a little nano geocache, and then behind the sign was the Munzee. So coexist, you know what I mean? Yeah, that sort of thing. So those sort of things I think TikTok is more about rather than the tutorial side. Once people get an interest, go, what is this thing called Munzee? That's when they say the real ones will research, and then that's will come up on YouTube. So yeah, that's what I'm thinking about, mate. So thank you.
Cool. All right, awesome. Guys, well, I'm going to wrap this one up. Tie a bow on it, make it all nice and pretty. Craig, thanks for coming on episode number 64 of the podcast. You can find us where you find us normally. Go check the links below. And you can see us a crazy what's PJ doing? Something distracting me with fingers and birds. Everyone, if you're not already listening to the official Munzee podcast, go check that out. Every Friday it drops. Craig and Rob share with you what's happening in the Munzee world. Keep on listening to us where you might find out something about the Munzee world or just not at all, but we'll try to entertain the shit out of you anyway. And that's it, guys, for another episode of the podcast. Thank you, Sarah and PJ and Craig.
Oh, did you hear that? Sarah, PJ, and Sarah, Pedro, and Craig.
Well, Pedro, well, he's just doing it in order in the pictures.
I was waiting for Sarah. I was waiting for Sarah, Craig,
Sarah,
and PJ.
Craig and PJ.
Yeah, there you go. That's the way it should have been.
Thanks, edit Kevin. Have a great time, Mike. Thank you.
Okay.
I'm saving. I've got things to say.
He's got things to say. Craig,
PJ, when don't you have things to say, mate? That's what I'm going to go. That's my question.
He doesn't. Never. He always, yeah.
You know, you of all people, sir. I mean, you are on four podcasts now, five? Or is that Kevin? I get confused. No.
That's Kevin, mate. I'm only on two. Well, three including this one, mate. Three including this one.
Yeah. Well, until, you know, until recently, I liked both of your podcasts.
By the way, PJ, I don't know if you've intentionally done it, but you're completely blurred now.